Good afternoon. Summer-like warmth is building into interior New York and New England ahead of the holiday weekend on this Friday, with high pressure keeping it dry and mostly sunny. As the high slides off the eastern seaboard, we have a developing southwest wind which will become gusty this afternoon and only assist in pushing the temperatures into the mid-80s for afternoon highs on average. That high pressure center will hold on, keeping us dry tonight with partly cloudy skies and lows back into the lower 60s. As we get into the holiday weekend, tomorrow we'll track a cold front south from Canada and into the region. Clouds will tend to build during the day. It will remain warm, and with increasing humidity ahead of the front, temperatures will reach into the mid-80s. As the front approaches and a disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere heads in our direction from the Great Lakes, we may see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms fire off, especially in the higher terrain of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains late in the afternoon, which will dissipate through the evening. As we get into the remainder of the holiday weekend, that disturbance from the Great Lakes will pass through the region slowly. So scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible both Sunday and Monday. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and temperatures will be in the 70s. And most of the period will be dry, although you may have to make some alternate plans in case you do get caught under one of those showers or storms. We'll dry things out on Tuesday, and it'll stay dry through the middle of next week with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will be transported across the plains and into the Great Lakes today. With instability in place and a cold front sweeping across the upper Midwest, thunderstorms are expected to develop along and ahead of this boundary. Some of the storms have the potential to become severe. Farther south, a dry line will assist in setting off convection, especially across Oklahoma and North Texas. These storms also have the potential to become severe, and the Storm Prediction Center has placed both regions under a slight risk of severe storms today. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad surface low centered near the east coast of the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, which is producing widespread but disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions are forecast to become more conducive for development, and a subtropical or tropical depression or storm is likely to form during the weekend over the eastern or central Gulf of Mexico. An Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate the disturbance this afternoon if necessary. Regardless of development, locally heavy rainfall is forecast across western Cuba and over much of Florida and the northern Gulf Coast into early next week. In addition, the threat of rip currents will steadily increase along the Gulf Coast from Florida westward to Louisiana over the Memorial Day weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Leadville, Colorado, and Escort Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs around 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the low 50, the record high 94 set in 1981, and the record low 30 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m., sunset this evening 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, perhaps a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight with lows around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm with increased humidity, leading to a late-day shower or thunderstorm, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and warm, a bit muggy Sunday and Monday, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, but mostly dry, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny and breezy, mid-70s Tuesday. Sunny and warm on Wednesday and Thursday, with highs both days right around 80 degrees. Have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.